This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As we mentioned up at the beginning of the program, there has been, if not substantive progress, certainly some gestures of goodwill in the U.S.-China trade relationship. Among them, the White House says China promising to buy more American soybeans, a crop on the leading edge of steep retaliatory tariffs from Beijing since last July. We've got a soybean farmer that we talk to every now and then, but we are going to go elsewhere in the soybean economy today, somebody on the market side of that crop. So we dialed up Al Kleiss. He's the managing director of Kleiss Commodity Advisors. Mr. Kleiss, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you for calling. I'm glad to be with you.
I'm sure you were following the news over the weekend of these trade talks. First of all, what's your gut telling you on the news of the soybean purchases that we are told are going to be coming?
Well, I think the trade is very skeptical because right now, as we're talking, the soybean market is down about 14 cents, testing major support. So We've heard some of these false hopes before, and as a trader, we're always kind of skeptical. And right now, we need to see some real orders and some action come in, not just the talk of potential orders being placed for both ag and food products.
Well, so let me cast your mind back in time then to a year ago, plus or minus, when this whole thing started. Are you feeling any better that they're even talking now?
Well, I think you're always better off to be talking, but it seems like there are certain positions that neither party wants to give in on. And in the meantime, that China continues to have a 25% tariff on all U.S. soybeans going in, and it's been pretty devastating to the profits in our industry.
So let me ask you this, sir. As you sit there watching your screens, what are you learning or what are you intuiting about the global soybean supply chain as you watch the numbers move?
It certainly has been rattled. We had soybeans trading at about $10.50 a bushel. As we're talking here today, we're about $8.85 on nearby soybeans. You've went from making about a dollar a bushel to now losing about a dollar per bushel on the soybeans that you produced in 2018 and the crop you hope to harvest in 2019.
Well, that seems to be a losing business proposition, Mr. Kleiss.
Well, it is. What we have seen recently is that we're going to be seeing a lot fewer acres come in soybeans. Unfortunately, we're giving away a lot of our hard-earned markets that we've developed in China to both Brazilian and Argentine farmers.
Well, talk to me more about that, because supply chains, as you know, take a long time to establish. They can be vaporized pretty quickly. How long do you think it'll take to get the U.S. soybean market back on track, if at all?
Well, I think we are going to see a lot of shift going forward to where we will never be as dominant producing soybeans for China as we were before. We export about half the soybeans out of the U.S., and about half of that half, so 25% of our soybeans, were going to China. Now China has been able to get almost all the soybeans they need from Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, Ukraine, all other sources. We're ending up shipping more soybeans to Europe and other countries in Southeast Asia. So the supply chain has changed, but net-net, we're still running about 300 million bushels less in exports than we did in 2018 and 2017.
When you make your, what I'm assuming is your daily round of calls to your clients and those for whom you broker these beans, what are they telling you?
They're pretty upset. They've initially thought that we would see this trade dispute resolved pretty quickly. There's a lot of people that are in pretty tough financial shape now. We've had historically a very late wet spring, And so we're looking at less than normal yields, but also right now we're looking at prices that are pretty dismal.
Before we turn on the recorder, sir, you said you'd been doing this for a long time, 40-something years, right?
That's correct. I'm 66. I started when I was 22.
You ever seen anything like this?
I guess this would be comparable back to the grain embargo that we had when Carter stopped selling grain to the Russians. But that was just like one hard punch to the gut. All of a sudden, it was just done. Prices went down sharply and then started to recover. This has been more like a 12-round drag-out brawl, and it's just wearing people out.
Al Kleiss, he's the managing director of Kleiss Commodity Advisors. We got him in Minnesota. Sir, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call.